Following is a paid program by the advertiser.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. We've got a great, exciting show, and I need your help this morning on this show. I have a couple special guests with me this morning. We've been out working hard this morning, donating back to the community. I have, those of you that remember, Nino Galloway back on the show with me this morning. We've been talking about nutrition bars and the Hope bars and really giving back to the community. And this morning, we all met this morning. And also, I have the CEO of Mana Relief. I have Sam Castor right here live in the studio this morning. You guys have heard him a couple times on my show, too. But we have the privilege of having him here live this morning to answer all your questions. And welcome you both.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you. Just an awesome start to the day. I think we're going to roll right on through the whole day.
Absolutely. And we got a big day planned. It started this morning. We were down this morning with Halisha Thomas down at GNJ Family Life Center. And how rewarding that we're giving back today to the community and helping out homeless teens that don't have access and don't have the nutrition. And we're going to talk a little bit, Sam, about the bar a little bit. We're actually going to bring Halisha on this morning and talk about the center that we're giving back to this morning. So, Sam, let's just kind of introduce about the Hope Bar a little bit and what you've brought to.
Well, the Hope Bar is a nutritionally dense whole food product, and it was designed to provide individuals with not only whole food ingredients, but 45 to 50% of their daily requirement of vitamins and minerals from whole food sources. And that's really what makes it unique, is that it's a nutritionally dense food product to address the issues of undernourishment, malnourishment. And, of course, every time that we sell a bar, we donate a bar or equal value of nutrition to kids in need, not only in this country but all over the world.
And we've brought on so many shows, and this has really been a passion of mine. And a little story when we started about the nutrition bars, and we're going to have somebody from my office on a little bit later about her breakfast choices in the morning. And I've kind of broke it down with her and compared. And like you had mentioned, it's really ignorance is your competitor, because people don't know what is good and what's not good. And there's so much marketing out there about GMOs, gluten-free. What is reality? But what happens is, and what I love about this is, it's a natural whole food bar. There's no synthetics. There's no GMOs in it. And when Nino brought this bar into me, I said, I got to see the bar. And the first thing I ask him is, I'm reading through the ingredients on this bar and breaking it down. And I'm like, okay, who made the bar? I need to talk to them. Because you can pull out so many nutrition bars and people think they're okay. I've had so many people in our weight loss programs that think eating a Clif Bar in the morning, have you read the ingredients on a Clif Bar? Scary. Yeah. You can't read 90% of what's
That's right. It
on the Clif Bar. So we kind of broke it down and I'm like, okay, this is somebody that knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's a real, you know, whole food bar. And for every one that is bought, we actually feed a child. And it was so surprising to me when the school year started. And, you know, we've talked about this, that almost 15,000 kids right here in Las Vegas, right here on the streets where we live, are unfortunate and homeless and hungry and fighting for food, whether they're in the school system or whether they're not in the school system. We were out this morning at GNJ Family Life Center, and how rewarding. We did a donation. Sam, you donated bars and made it possible this morning for the group to have nutrition, and the kids were so excited. We were excited. It's so rewarding to give back instead of, you know, you got to take and give back a little bit. And we're going to have Halisha on, Thomas. She is the chief operating officer, to talk a little bit about what happens at the GNJ Center. so that people are aware. Because, you know, until I started doing this, I wasn't aware, even myself, of the number of children that were here in our own city. Is Alicia on the phone?
I am on the phone, Christy.
Good morning, Alicia. Good to talk to you again. And when I was down there this morning, I told Nino and Sam, I'm like, how great it would be for you to come on. You live and walk this every day. And to give us a little bit of information about your center and what goes on down there, just to give the public awareness, it really is here in Vegas, because I don't think a lot of people know that.
Well, first of all, just I want to thank you for having me on your show, Christy, to talk about not only the great work you all are doing to help provide nutrition to so many youth who are malnourished, but the part that I bring is the employment and training piece, to provide training to individuals 16 and older. And what I found is that when they come to our center, it's almost difficult to help them understand what employers are talking about when they're hungry. And unfortunately, our grant does not allow us to purchase food for these individuals. And so this partnership that we have with EM Squared is just awesome, because now when they come, not only will they get food, but they will have a nutrition bar that they can eat that will just get their minds ready for what we have to impart into them. So at G&J Family Life Center, first I have to tell you that we are funded in part by Workforce Connections, which is a Department of Labor funding kind of like venue. Our funding comes from Workforce Connections, and their funding comes from the Department of Labor. And so we provide employment and training services, things like bus passes and work cards, health cards, and those types of services. In addition, we also have several in-house programs that we provide, employability workshops, helping individuals understand what employers expect of them when they get into the workforce. And then there's a lot of pay training we can assist with as well, like occupational training and on-the-job training and even paid training, where we place them with our employer partners and we pay their wages for a period of time so that they can get acclimated into the workforce.
And tell us a little bit about the client population that comes in. They come in a bus. You do some training with them. These are kids that don't have access to food on a daily basis. So it's so hard to know. How can you function on a daily basis if you're starving and trying to get a job and trying to get the education you need so that you can go and communicate with an employer, apply to an employer, when your brain doesn't have the energy it needs to function?
You know, and we do see that. Not only do we see individuals that come through our doors, but they have children. And so not only are they're eating poorly, but they're not providing the correct nutrients to their children. And so we've always desired to have a partnership with a health and wellness agency that can provide those services. And I will tell you this, I sat down with a young man who was 17, he's 17 now, and I said, how can we improve our program, in your opinion? And he said, well, if you all could provide breakfast for us, because we get here at 9 o'clock in the morning, but we have to catch 3 buses to get here, and a lot of us come hungry. And it just broke my heart. And so a lot of times we go into our own pockets and we try to feed, but we have over 300 youth coming through our doors. So it's just, you know, we're in the business of giving, but we just don't have it to feed the masses. And with this partnership, I tell you, it has really taken a burden off of us and has provided what these young people need.
So imagine this morning when everybody woke up, ate their breakfast this morning, drank a cup of coffee, there's over 300 kids that are trying to get to your facility by 3 or 4 buses. I know when we were there this morning, we missed some of the kids because they were stuck on the bus system trying to get to your facility to go on with the education for the day and really out there trying to make a difference in their life. And how long are the kids with your program?
Well, it can range anywhere from 3 months to 2 years. So if they come in and they just lack minimal skills, and they have enough skill sets, we can actually place them right away. And then many of them go on to college and to other programs like Job Corps, the military, and they look back and they say, wow, we thank you all for what you implanted and imparted in us. So I will tell you that after you all left, several of the youth that were there, they were like, these bars are delicious. And even the staff tasted the bars and said, wow, this is great. And so anyone that's looking for a nutritional bar, a bar that has a lot of nutrients, minus all of the other preservatives and things like that, is definitely the bar for everybody. So.
And, Halisha, I wanted to announce, because I'm asking my listeners to help me out this morning. I always talk about my own practice. I'm going to try to give back, bring on nutrition things in the morning. But I'm going to ask my listeners to join me today to fight childhood malnutrition and to help your facility out and join us in the food drop. And for every box of bars that's bought at my practice, we are going to match it and donate one to your facility. So my listeners can either take the box with them, or they can even donate the box they buy to give back to your facility this morning. So you can call my office at 702-731-1200. You can even call in here at the studio at 702-733-KXNT. And we're going to offer that donation to your facility this morning, because it's so rewarding this morning when we went there and help these kids out that are really trying to get the education. They're making an effort to come every single day to your facility.
Yes, they are.
So, Felicia, I want to thank you. When we do return from break, we are going to talk about the nutrition bar, what it offers, and why it's different. We're going to have Anita on. I'm going to pick on her breakfast choice compared to a whole nutrition bar this morning. And we're going to have Mark sample the bar, because Mark is like my sampler. He's shaking his head at me. Yeah. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. To join my challenge, 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Convenient. GEICO makes it easier than ever to save on car insurance. Just go to geico.com and 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And, oh yeah, the year just happens to be 2015. If you ask me, maybe that's a little too convenient.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to post your job on all the top job sites to find the best candidates. Now, with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Vegas. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Vegas.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, Be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
It's Jim Villanucci.
Ken will not eat a meatball.
No.
Is it a texture problem?
I don't like the meat in the ball.
Okay. Do you like ketchup?
No.
Mustard?
No.
Pickles?
No.
Lettuce?
No.
Onions?
No.
Tomatoes?
No.
Any vegetable?
No.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Before we took a break, we talked about how we were helping out homeless teens in Vegas. We had Halisha Thomas from GNJ Family Life Center. We did a food drop this morning where we dropped off some bars to help out children that are working in the workforce, trying to get the education so that they can go and get a job. These kids range from the ages of 16 to 21. They can't get breakfast in the morning. We brought Hope Bars down to the facility this morning. And what I'm doing is I'm asking you to help us out this morning. You can call my office. For every box that is sold, I'm going to donate a box down to the facility this morning. I have Nino Galloway and I have Sam Castor, who is the CEO of the Manna Relief Foundation, who's developed this bar and made this bar. We're going to talk a little bit now about what's in the bar, why the bar is different. And I have Anita on the line. Anita?
Yes.
Anita, first of all, Anita is my right-hand man. She is my assistant. She's my office manager. Those of you that listen to me and come to me, you've met her over at the office and my staff, Violet and Mandy. And we've all tried the bars. We pick on Anita a little bit in the morning on her breakfast choices. So, and it's not like we mentioned in the first part with Sam. Ignorance is really his top competitor because... not to really pick on Anita, but I said, Anita, you got to come on the show because what really people think out there that something that they're eating healthy, and I brought a bag of even bars in, Anita, to the studio about some of the ingredients that's in a protein bar or an energy bar or a nutrition bar. And Anita, tell us what you eat for breakfast in the morning.
I eat a chocolate chip granola bar, but it says that it's organic, so I think that it's healthy.
And that is a big misconception because the word natural, you can put two or three ingredients into a nutrient bar and call it organic or call it natural. And when we were at lunch the other day, I pulled out Anita's bar and read the ingredients to her. And then, Anita, remember right at the bottom, it had a little asterisk. And the asterisk was next to the ingredients that were organic, but all the ingredients weren't organic.
Right, and I was under the assumption that if it had the seal on it, that everything or like 95% of it had to be organic. But I guess I was wrong because there was way more ingredients than what would equal up to 5% that were not organic.
And this is a big misconception to the public. And when we have gone out and we want to help children, we want to make sure that we are giving them that something made from whole foods. They're already malnourished. And when we even look at somebody that may be overweight, we think, oh, well, they can't be malnourished. But there is more malnutrition in this country than what is imaginable. And Anita, not to pick on you, we love you. But we want to just bring a public awareness that what you're reading on the label is not always, because you can put anything on the label and call it whatever you want. So we're going to talk a little bit. We got the expert. Thank you, Anita, for joining us.
You're welcome.
You got dance with your kids, and we appreciate you coming on and allowing me to pick on you a little bit.
Not a problem.
Bye, Anita.
Bye.
Sam, let's talk a little bit about the bar and how it was developed and the great ingredients that are in this bar that offers all the nutrition and the minerals and the vitamins mm-hmm. that you need for a day.
Yeah, well, you know, I started this program 15 years ago with Manna Relief, and our goal was to bring the best technology into the marketplace to address the issues of malnutrition of children in the world. I work with President Fox, former president of Mexico, on this project around the world. And, you know, one of the things that he complained about is that relief industry food is basically the cheapest commodity ingredients, food ingredients, that are just packaged up. And so he said there's a big difference between dealing with starvation and malnutrition. You can put something in kids' bellies and give them temporary relief from starvation, but you can't nourish them with that. And so when we look at the processed food industry in America, it's basically relief food. It's the cheapest commodity ingredients that are artificially sweetened and, you know, sometimes artificially flavored. And that's what we call food. And it's fake food. And every once in a while, they'll even put some nutrition in it. But it's fake nutrition. It's synthetically made vitamins and minerals. So what we brought to the market 15 years ago was the first relief program that provided whole food vitamins and minerals. In other words, you get them from food. And we started providing that to kids all over the world, and it was like miraculous results. And so we decided that since malnutrition is no longer a developing world problem exclusively, all you have to do is look around the kids in our own country, and the new face of malnutrition is not a starving child in Africa, it's an obese child in America. And that's a paradox. The overfed, undernourished populations. And so we bring whole food nutrition through the Hope Bar using whole food ingredients, of course, non-GMO, gluten-free. But the value is in the nutritional content of the bar. And that's what we do that's unique from anybody else.
And that's what I love about the bar. And when Nino first brought this in to me, I had to break it down. There's no artificial flavors. There's no artificial ingredients in this product at all. It's got the protein that's required. It's got the minerals and the vitamins that are required in it. I brought some even bars that, because Anita's bar didn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, but I picked off the store shelf like 8 bars this morning. And I have read every ingredient. You know what number 2 ingredient in a Kellogg's special bar? And by the way, if you got glasses on, you can read on here. It says natural and artificially flavored. But number 2 is high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And these bars don't have that. It's got the actual, like you said, the whole foods, the nutrients. And it's so hard to find a bar like this. There is no other bar that you can buy like this. And it's such a great thing to give back to children. And like you mentioned, a lot of people think that it's kids in Africa or in a third world country, but it's right here at home. It's in our own city right here in Las Vegas. And the bar doesn't taste that bad. We have a little debate at my office. Violet and I like the cranberry date bar. All you guys don't like the cranberry date bar. But those of you that listen to my show know I make Mark try everything possible on my show, from drinks to, we've picked on him about his breakfast choices and his hot chocolate and blueberry muffins. And but this morning we had him try a Hope Bar. He's never tried the Hope Bar. And if Mark likes it, anybody will like it. Mark, I see
honestly,
you eating it.
I'm not a dark chocolate fan, but this is really good.
Absolutely.
Good.
I'm not a spokesperson.
He's not paid, listeners. but it does. It has dark chocolate in it. And Mark, I'm not a dark chocolate fan either. If you gave me a dark chocolate candy bar on the counter, I would not eat it because I don't like the taste of it. But the bar, it doesn't taste that way. It tastes good. It actually tastes like a candy bar. I think kids love it. I mean, this morning when they tried it, they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the same time, they're getting that satisfaction. These kids can't go and get a candy bar. If they got a candy bar, they'd probably be like, whoa, you know, they're fighting to eat breakfast in the morning. And not only are they getting something that tastes good, but they're also getting the minerals and the vitamins that they need for that, bar in a, you know, a standardized whole food product. Also, let's talk about a little bit about the aloe that's in it.
Well, we also, there's 2 things that we put into what's called Hope Blend. One is 45% to 50% of an adult's total daily requirement for vitamins and minerals from whole food sources. And the second is the best immune-supporting technology that exists in the marketplace today. It's a new proprietary way of extracting the bioactive molecules from the aloe vera gel. And I think people are aware of aloe vera and its benefits and all that. But for the first time, we get 5 to 10 times more of the active ingredient in an aloe powder than we've ever been able to get before. And it's just science has come so far on its ability to isolate, stabilize, and provide those molecules. So at the end of the day, what that does is that naturally supports and activates a child's immune system. And that's where really the breakdown comes from malnourishment is kids don't die of micronutrient deficiency. Micronutrient deficiency suppresses their immune systems, and they become susceptible for every chronic and infectious disease. And what Immunilode does, this new unique aloe vera extract, is it provides the basic components that the immune system needs to function appropriately. So that's what it does, and it's great.
Absolutely. And coming from a wellness and from, you know, family practice background, it's so popular, and it's aloe. Everybody's heard of aloe out there, but this is not aloe that you're going to go buy in a capsule or over the food counter that's not regulated, which we've talked about many of times on this show about vitamins and supplements. And we've even talked this morning on a food and nutrition bar. You can put a little drop in it and mark it on the label. It's not what it is. How many supplements have been called off? We talked a couple weeks ago about the New York Times and all the supplements that just got recalled in GNC and Walmart and Target and a few other places because what they were marketing on the label was actually not in it. So you can put a little drop of aloe in it and market it as aloe. It's going to boost your immune system. That's not what's going to happen, and that's not what's in this bar. It's got the only aloe, and you can't get this aloe anywhere else.
No, it was specifically made for Manna Relief by a company that has the technology base to create the extraction process. But they did it specifically because they wanted to be involved with us in helping to provide kids with the absolute best nutritional support that they can find.
And I need your help, listeners. I need you to call my office, 702-731-1200. For every box you buy, I'm going to donate back to the ENJ Family Life Center this morning and help feed homeless teens right here in Las Vegas. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. When we return, we're going to continue to talk about the mission of EM Squared with Nino and Sam.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Get ready, Las Vegas, for the hilarious Tom Papa.
Do you think it matters how you wear the final three hairs on your head?
The Suncoast Showroom presents Tom Papa for a special two-night engagement, Friday, March 20th, and Saturday, March 21st.
You think young women are looking at you? Oh, he's bald. Wait a minute.
The laps begin at 7:30 p.m. Get your Tom Papa tickets at the box office or call 702-284-7777 or online at suncoastcasino.com, March 20th and 21st.
Shut up or I'll eat you.
Only at the Suncoast.
After 15 years in Las Vegas, Dollar Loan Center is once again making history. You asked for it, and we listen. You already know that we have the best deal in town when it comes to getting a short-term signature loan up to $2,500. Dollar Loan Center is now your go-to spot for auto title loans. As always, we lend more and charge less, way less. Get up to $10,000 on your auto title and up to 80% of your vehicle's value. We guarantee the best rate. Stop with the hype already and come to your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center. Stop by, call 702-364-LOAN, or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval.
Up-to-the-minute news, guaranteed twice an hour. News Radio 100.5, KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Before we went to break, we talked a little bit about nutrition bars, granola bars. We've been passing bars around in the studio this morning and picking on people's granola bar choices. I talked to Nita a little bit. And at the opening of the show, we talked to Halisha Thomas from the GNJ Family Life Center, and she talked a little bit about what her facility does for homeless teens right here in Las Vegas. And there's over 300 kids that can't get breakfast in the morning and are coming down to her facility trying to get the education and the skills it requires at the age as young as 16 years old to go and get a job and to make changes in their life and go on to college. And they don't have the nutrition that they need to even, you know, think and to perform at a high rate of, you know, energy throughout the day, but they're still coming there. And the one thing that they asked for was just something to eat for breakfast in the morning, because sometimes that's their only meal that they get for the day. We made a food drop this morning. I have Sam Castor, who is the CEO of Humana Relief, and who donated that to this facility this morning. He's live on the show this morning. We're going to talk this segment a little bit about what our mission is, the state of malnutrition. And I think until I met you guys and really dug deep into this, I wasn't really aware of even the number of kids here in Las Vegas. And before school started, you know, over that 15,000 kids just looking for breakfast, or, you know, like you mentioned, you know, on our drive here this morning, jumping couch to couch, or don't have a stability in life and trying to get through and know the things that they have to do to move on and make a difference in their life so that they're not living this, you know, from such an age and moving on into life. And let's talk a little bit about kind of the statistics and a little bit about the mission that we're on to do.
Well, I'll jump in on that. I mean, first off, I think the us dropping off to GNJ this morning was fitting for a couple of reasons. First off, the gentleman that pointed us in that direction basically felt that we could help them on multiple generations. And we found out that of the 300 children or teenagers that are going through that facility, 30% of them have kids of their own. And so we really have multiple generations that are in need. And I think that's what really raised a flag for us to make them our number one priority to support for our first ever U.S. drop. Sam has got extensive history. I'm definitely the student of giving. I've got lots of years in charity, but the person who is the teacher of charity can also be the student. And we're having fun the last 24 hours. We've been asking him lots of questions, probably more than he wants to answer. But it's that time, because I think the mission of where we're going to go with really eradicating malnutrition, it's no longer a third world developing country problem. And so with it being in our own backyard with numbers anywhere from 3,500 up to 15,000, whether they're truly homeless and nowhere to go, or they're couch surfing, or just relying on everybody else, what we do moving forward requires us to address it with a first world mindset. And that's where locking arms with Sam has really been a huge, huge boost to really my passion, which is giving back and helping others.
And I think that it's important what you mentioned, that this is the first U.S. drop that we've done right here, mm-hmm. and we've done it right here in Las Vegas. And again, I'm asking you to help join us. You can participate in this. You can call my office at 702-731-1200. You can purchase a box over the phone. You can donate your box. You can even take it home and eat the bars for a breakfast choice in the morning, help nourish yourself. We also, when you buy one, it matches. But also on top of it, Vitality is going to give back for every box that's bought at my practice to these kids over at GNJ Family Life Center. So I'm asking you to call my office and help join us this morning in the first U.S. drop. Sam is going to talk a little bit about what he's been doing and kind of the mission where we're headed and making history today.
Well, thanks. You know, it started here in the U.S. with us when we came to the realization because of government report that came out a few years ago that said practically no one in this country eats a diet that provides them with adequate nutrition. And so then you go to, what does that relate to? Over 100 million people in this country, according to the most recent statistics, live with a diet-related disease that could be eliminated just through proper nutrition. So again, I've had Manna Relief and been sending whole food nutrition to kids all over the world, but what we've come to the realization of is we've got as big a problem here in this country as exists any place in the world today. And so that set up a new distribution model for us. As Manna Relief was a charity for 15 years, we raised money to do good things around the world. But then I ran across the concept of social entrepreneurship. This is like a Tom Shoe where they sell a product that enables them to donate a product of like kind. So you buy a pair of Tom Shoes, a child someplace in the world that doesn't have access to shoes gets a pair. But I read an article in Inc. magazine that said that model works best when both the consumer and the recipient of the donation both have a life-changing experience. And when you look at all the problems in the world, the one that is universal and goes across all borders is malnutrition. So we started an organization called EM Squared, which is a for-profit social business. And that enables us to fund our Manna Relief efforts. And so every time someone buys a product in EM Squared, we get to make a donation to a child in need. But it fits the model that Inc. magazine talked about that says both the consumer and the recipient of the donation, in this case, children right here in Las Vegas today, both get the same life-changing experience.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, I think it's people don't understand that it is here, and a lot of people don't realize that. You look at the world around us and you think, oh, well, they can't be malnourished. They can't. They must be getting the nutrients that they need. And coming from the medical side of it, I see it every day in my practice. How many people, you know, are diagnosed with cancer? And we brought these bars out this morning. Some of the top ingredients is high fructose corn syrup. Well, guess what? The number one thing that feeds cancer, high fructose corn syrup. Or, you know, the second ingredient I think you said was corn syrup. Right. On some of these bars. So, hey, there you go. Top two ingredients in a bar. No wonder why it tastes great. But there's so many health-related things that and diagnoses that people get that are strictly related to the nutrition and what they are eating on a daily basis, from whether it's high fructose corn syrup or processed food. And, Sam, I run a weight loss program at my office, and most people that come in are malnourished. They're not eating the nutrients and the whole foods that they need to eat. We talked a little bit, you know, this morning about doing vitamin testing. I usually do it on my weight loss patients, and they are amazed when they come back and they're 10 or 11 nutrients and minerals deficient. It's because they're not eating the things that they need to eat, or they're substituting, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, with fast choices or, you know, a cereal bar or these other things. But it's just education to the public what is healthy and what's not healthy. And not to pick on these other bars this morning, but to kind of bring awareness. You can put it on the label that it's natural, which we talked is not regulated, and people think that they're grabbing a healthy choice in the morning. And this is why I love the Hope Bar, is because it is a whole nutrition bar, and it provides all the minerals and all the nutrients that either an adult or a child needs. This morning we're, you know, working with the homeless children right here in Las Vegas, but also to adults. I have a lot of my patients that buy this because we sell these bars in my office, and they go ahead and they're using the bar. They say it tastes good. And I see that when we have a little wait in my office, people are buying a bar for a snack for themselves, for their children, because they're getting that 2 or 3 p.m. crash, but they're getting something that's nutrient versus going through a fast food store or making a bad choice. And this is something that you can, you know, throw in your purse, or anybody that has kids, buy a couple of them, have them in your car, and you're getting a good choice. Let's talk a little bit, too, about where we're going with this project.
Well, I mean, my goal is to link people all over the country, all over the world, into this project. First of all, we make the most nutritionally dense whole food product that exists anywhere in the world. And so our goal is customer acquisition. And we actually compensate people and organizations for helping us do that. So, for instance, churches and not-for-profits that are looking for a new, more sustainable way of creating funding can use the Hope Bar Project to do that. Or individuals that want to make their life's work account for more than just a paycheck can be connected to our program and actually earn an income by helping us tell our story you know, and facilitate customer acquisition, because every customer directly links to a child in need.
I think I want to add to that, too. I mean, that was the most attractive part, too, because of my history in the charity background. And always my family and I feel it really strong to give back at different charity events, different charity projects. You run into the question of sustainability. And so for knowing that for every action you take, whether it's a customer or organization that gets involved, it's directly affecting the nutrition of a child. And when you really get to embrace the power of buy one and nourish two, it really is a movement that really is worth our time to pay attention to.
And it's kind of interesting that we designed a compensation program around rewarding people for helping us do this. And they get compensated for the number of kids that we actually get to feed. So we don't pay people for selling boxes. We pay people for feeding kids. And that's kind of a unique way to look at a new marketplace initiative.
Right. Now, and we're seeing a lot of businesses come up. There's social groups across the country that are aligning with the social entrepreneur platform, with the social enterprise model. There's multiple businesses that have been started all across the world that really are in the for-profit space, but directly address a social need, and most notably would be Tom's Shoes.
Yeah, and I think what we've come to realize is that, just as you said, Nino, the charity model will not provide sustainable relief to the world's biggest problems. There's been such a shift in the global economy, it just can't do it. And so the marketplace holds the key to sustainability. And that's why we have to develop products that meet the needs of consumers on a legitimate basis, not just a promotional basis, and at the same time provide relief to the world's most vulnerable children.
Absolutely. And we'll talk on when we return from break. We're going to give you, I wanted to let you know that I'm asking for your help this morning. Please call my office, 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. For every box that is bought today, I'm going to donate a box to match your box back to the G&J Family Life Center to help kids right here in Las Vegas that are malnourished and fighting just to get breakfast in the morning. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number again is 702-731-1200.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit us at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
What are you doing this week in Las Vegas? For the latest in concerts, food, movies, and more, download the Eventful app on your smartphone or check out eventful.com. Eventful is a premier place to find new and exciting events all over Las Vegas. And the best part is you can use the Eventful app to find tickets. Don't miss out on this weekend's awesomeness. Download the Eventful app.
Do you need quality traffic information when you're not near a radio? You can get it free by downloading the Inrix Traffic app. Inrix is the world's leading supplier of quality traffic information. They analyze nearly 2 billion data points per day to create real-time and predictive traffic information in 40 countries around the world. It's great for travelers. Be on time for the important people and events in your life. Download the Inrix Traffic app from the iOS or Android store and learn more online at inrix.com. That's INRIX.com.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
This is your news and talk station, built for you one brick at a time. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm here live in studio with Nino Galloway and Sam Castor, who is the CEO of Mana Relief. We've been talking about the Hope Nutrition Bar and how you can give back to the community and help us out this morning. We went and did a food drop this morning to kids over at the GNJ Family Life Center, where Sam provided breakfast for these children this morning with the Hope Nutrition Bar, which the bar is fantastic. We've compared on the show this morning a little bit about some of the other nutrition bars and the bars that many of you may be selecting or running to make a choice for breakfast or even a snack in the afternoon. And I was looking at my receipt on break, and the Clif Bar is $2.69 for synthetic vitamins, high fructose corn syrup, and corn syrup as the number two ingredients. And you think that you're making a good choice, but it's actually can be feeding some medical and nutrient deficiencies that we actually have in this country. And it's right here in Las Vegas. Many of you that are listening may think that you're not malnourished, but most of us are, unless we're eating all whole foods and eating your 5 to 6 servings of greens per day and watching the choices that you're making on a daily basis, which I constantly talk about. It's a full-time job. If you're not meal planning and you're not taking that time out of your day, it's a full-time job to plan your meal for tomorrow. How many of you know what you're eating for dinner tonight? Is it going to be on the go? Is it going to be a fast choice? Are you going to get busy with your Saturday and doing the things that you need to be doing? So, Nino and Sam, let's talk a little bit about where we're headed, and it's time to have fun now, like you said.
Yeah, you know, first off, I'm really, really excited. First off, that today's happening. I think there's a lot of people really looking for more out there, whether it's, you know, getting control of their schedule and their time, getting to have a better understanding of your health and wellness and actually taking action on that. And I think myself included, I've learned a lot over the last year of really the power of not only learning more about your own health, but paying it forward. You know, Tony Robbins says the secret to living is giving. And what happens a lot of times in our lives, because of technology, we're struggling with, it seems, time management now more than ever. And so what we invite people to do is, we believe the time now is for the message of really buy one and nourish two to hit the market. The model is right. The products are right. I think the people of Vegas are absolutely amazing. We give to everything. There's multiple events happening right now. And so as we build a community and a movement, we want to teach people really that there's so much power in giving back, but there's tremendous power when the model already includes taking care of somebody, addressing the social need.
You know, Nino, that it reminds me of an article I read a couple of years ago that said that a survey was taken in the American workforce, and the question was asked, do you like what you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
And more than half of the people said no. And so they said, so what's the reason? And you would think a long commute, bad boss, sit in a cubicle, whatever. None of those things. Number one was, there's no purpose to what I'm doing. And so what we invite people to do is join us.
Mm-hmm.
Find a way to have a purposeful life. Find a way that just through the consumption of good quality whole food nutrition, you can be making a difference in a child's life. And the other great thing that we do is we invite people to participate with us, whether it's a food drop in Las Vegas or going to Mexico with us. Meet the Foxes, you know, and go through their charity organization called Vamos. Go to orphanages with us around the world. Do food drops. Bring your kids. Let them experience what life is really all about. I mean, it's fun, but it's the most rewarding thing you can ever do.
Absolutely. And that's what's so rewarding, and just getting involved in doing it. And I know, Sam, I came down to Texas and met you several months ago and really started to get involved in this. And it's just so rewarding to have a purpose and to give back, and how you feel afterwards. Because we get in our everyday world, we go to work, we do the things we got to do on a daily basis. But then when you step back and look, you're like, man, other people's lives are not as fortunate as ours are. And again, this morning when we went there and seen these teens over at the G&J Center, it's like, it's right here in our own neighborhood. And why not get involved in it? I'm asking you to get involved and to call my office. If you got questions, give my office a call. I said and mentioned on the show this morning that for everybody that buys a box, and it's easy, call my office and we'll do the work for you. Or Nino is always over helping me out, and we're doing events over at my office. We're going to have one on April 14th also. So call the office, get involved, and help us out and give back a little bit, and take 5 minutes out of your day today and call the office and donate back. And then we're also going to donate back right here locally in our community. And, you know, let's talk a little bit, too, about kind of where we're headed in the future right here locally and some of the things that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, well, now it's time to sound the alarm. I think Sam, as the pioneer for this project, has given us all the tools we need now to really just go take action. And so the purpose for my wife and I and our family is to really make giving back a conscientious effort. However, we struggle with sustainability. And so now that we have the proper vehicle to do that, we need to sound the alarm. And so several things coming up, most notably and most the quickest thing coming up is at 1 p.m. today, we're actually going to spend some time with Sam. And if they email em2heartmovement@gmail.com, we can send you directions to facility if they want to sit in and join us and, you know, hit some questions. We're really going to spend some time not only with some new people to hear about Sam's tremendous and incredible story on how he got here, right? Because everybody has to pay the price in some way, shape, or form to get here. But now that it's here, it's time to grind, right? April 14th, we're going to do a wake-up social, right? You should be woken up after just this conversation right here. And then moving into June, we are going to do a two-day regional event to really teach people how to make this platform of social entrepreneurship count for them. And so for anybody who's in Vegas, whether you really believe that giving back is part of who you should be, we challenge you to commit yourself. If it's not us, somebody, put the time in, because everybody is deserving of a helping hand.
And that's what's so great, is that I'm asking you to do that today. And we kind of turned the show around a little bit today because I need your help to join me in the fight against malnutrition right here in Las Vegas. We're going to have, you know, some other opportunities coming up where we're going to be doing some drops and things like that. And you're more than welcome to join us. The more the better. And it makes all of our hard work behind the scenes. And you too, Sam, I thank you for everything that you've done and creating such a great product out there. And I know I was a little rough on Nino in the beginning, and I'm like, okay, I got to talk to him now about because there's so many myths in marketing. And you know, I brought him into the studio today on all the bars that people choose and select. And it's absolutely amazing what you can put on a natural label, non-GMO, and it still have cancer-causing chemicals in it. And this bar doesn't have any of that in there. And it's a whole nutrition bar, provides the minerals and the vitamins. Please call my office to join us and to help fight childhood malnutrition right here in Vegas. We're going to be giving back locally on this event today. My office phone number, again, is 702-731-1200. You can go to my website. You can fill out the contact form. Send any questions over to me. I'd be more than happy to answer anybody's questions. Again, that's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And for every box that we sell, we are going to donate back, and we're going to give back to the G&J Family Life Center on today's show for everybody that purchases a box and help out them children over there. There's over 300 teens that don't get breakfast in the morning, and they're taking multiple bus rides to get nutrition. Again, Nino and Sam, thank you so much. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center. My office phone number again is 702-731-1200.